Concerns have been raised about a sharp rise in the number of children being prescribed antipsychotic drugs. Fairfax Media reports the latest data from the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme shows the number of prescriptions grew by about 4,000 children between 2012 and 2015, and researchers fear over-prescription of the drugs could have potentially damaging side effects. For more, our reporter Kai Chow spoke with Dr. Emily Karangiz from the Centre for Big Data Research in Health at the University of New South Wales.
In general, we're seeing an increase in overall use, and this is both occurring in younger children, say under 14 years, and in adolescents. And in particular, we're seeing large increases in the use of a particular drug, risperidone, or by its brand name, Risperdal. We're seeing high use of Seroquel or quetiapine.
And what are those drugs specifically designed to address amongst children?
So originally these drugs were used in the treatment of psychosis, schizophrenia, or mania in bipolar disorder. But their use is broadening now. It's acceptable, approved, that you can use Risperdal in the treatment of behavioural problems in the context of autism. There are always occasions where the use is justified, but it does seem that these drugs are being more widely used outside of what they're approved for. And this is a problem because we don't have the evidence of their safety and effectiveness. So we're seeing them used, for example, in children with behavioural problems, ADHD, anxiety, and for aiding sleep, for calming children down.
And what are the downsides of those drugs potentially?
Well, the big drugs that are used in children and adolescents are associated with very high levels of weight gain and metabolic problems, and these can predispose a child to developing diabetes, and also you can imagine to bullying, things like that. We can see very high levels of weight gain in very short periods of time. The other problem with the drug that's mostly used in children is that it can elevate a hormone. It's released in mothers who are breastfeeding, for example. In boys, it can lead to, in the worst cases, breast development.
And what about the potential long-term psychological effects of these drugs?
Children have a very plastic brain, and any sort of intervention, good or bad, can alter the development of that brain. There's also a concern that using drugs to control behaviour or anxiety, sleep, can lead to a reliance on that in adulthood and poor coping strategies.
In terms of non-drug-related ways of addressing behavioural issues in children, is there any improvement? And if not, could that be why we're seeing more of a reliance on drugs?
GPs are strained for time, and there are limited resources in terms of psychological treatments. You know, psychologists are expensive. They're not heavily subsidised. Parents are time poor. Drugs are, in a way, a temporary, easy solution.
Dr. Emily Karangiz from the Centre for Big Data Research in Health speaking there to our reporter Kai Chow.